Oh, good morning. Oh dear, I've got a few words I want to read first out of Psalm 92. It's just from 12 to 15. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. Please make note of that. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Praise God for his word. Now, what I'm going to do this morning is it's one for New Year, and I thought, well, we're not too far in the New Year, so perhaps you'll forgive me for taking you back to the time when the three wise men came. Every year when we see the three wise men, they're all on Christmas cards, and yet it's really down to the January the 6th. But every year there's something about those three men that gets me, that I think up something different almost every year about them. So this morning I want to speak about two words, and they are faith and courage. And I think they're found in these three men. I want you to hold on to these thoughts as well, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. It says that in his word. And courage, because I find that as we grow older, the challenges of everyday life seem to me to increase. And we need courage to face them and all the changes that are in society. And I think our young people too need courage, particularly if they're trying to lead a Christian life in these days. Psalm 31 and verse 24 says, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." When we think of this word faith, we can't just say we need faith. It has to be in something or someone. And the faith I'm speaking of today is faith in God. It goes hand in hand with the word trust. And sometimes it's very hard for us to let go and let God. So often we face difficult issues and circumstances in life that we battle on, trying to get through them in our own strength, and have a perfectly horrid time. When we bring them to the Lord in faith and trust him to see us through, how easier it becomes to overcome them. And it takes courage to let go and let God intercede on our behalf. But when we do courageously put all our faith in God, then we achieve some amazing results. This verse in Psalm 92 tells us we shall bear fruit in old age. I think that's going to be my motto from now on. Oh dear, dear, dear. We shall not be like hard soil or withered fruit plants, but instead be fresh and green and fruitful for him. I urge you then to remember these two words, faith and courage. I would like to look at this group of men who needed both of these attributes. The 6th of January, known as Epiphany, the day when traditionally we remember the visit of the Magi to the infant Jesus. I know it's a bit late to be thinking of this now, but I'm just amazed at these men. We often include this event in our Christmas celebrations and sing out the old carol, "We Three Kings of Orient Are." The exact date of their visit is unknown. And if you remember in the account, King Herod had all the male infants up to 2 years old slaughtered in fear that this child would take over his kingship. We read of this visit in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, but I'm not going to read it because I think you're all fairly well known in this. The wise men had journeyed from the east, it says, which would, in those days, have been quite a long journey. No superjet aircraft for them. We imagine them travelling on camels, because that's how they're depicted on our Christmas cards. But it may have been on donkeys or even on foot. They would experience heat in the daytime and extreme cold at night. It would be dangerous from wild animals or thieves lying in wait behind rocks, or the quicksands notorious in desert regions, and there would be mountain regions for them to cross as well. There would be sandstorms when the sand would be whipped up, stinging the face like pebbles. They may have known sickness or a lack of water. It would not be an easy journey. However, they were men who had studied the ancient writings and the stars for years to find out when the promised Messiah was to come. And at last, here it is, the star to show them the way. They may have had doubts, but in faith, convinced that it was true, the right time, they grasped hold of their courage and set out to find the Messiah. They brought with them gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh, and as we all know, the gifts they gave Jesus that are priceless was also their time. Years of study, maybe years of travel to arrive where they were. They gave their worship, they knelt at his feet. These learned men kneeling in the presence of a baby or a young child. Their hope for a new society. While people around them lived in darkness and the shadow of death, these men recognized the light that was to light up the world. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." What does this event mean for us in 2018? I believe it teaches us much if we are willing to be taught. Sometimes we don't really want to know. Do we spend time studying his word, getting to know God, and finding out his will for our lives? Do we want to be close to him? During the holidays, I read somewhere of a lady who was disabled and wanted to work for the Lord. Many times she prayed for healing, and then finally, in frustration, she prayed, "Lord, if only I was healed, I could do so much for you." And God replied, "I have many who will work for me, but not many who will be my friend. Will you spend time with me and be my friend?" She was thrilled. In the midst of all her difficulties, she was needed by God. How often is it for us that we are willing to spend a long time with him when we are laid aside through sickness and need his healing touch? The thing is, when we're poorly and feeling sick, we're very sorry for ourselves, aren't we? I am. I mean, I sit there maybe having a pity party, and oh, I do feel poorly. And I say, so for this lady to be spending time with God in the midst of all her pain, I think is wonderful. When we are prepared to spend time alone with him, then we become really close to him, and his light is reflected in our lives. The wise men then worshipped him They presented unto him their gifts as they knelt before him. They were gifts of value, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. How valuable are the gifts that we present to Jesus in worship? Worship is not just singing songs and saying prayers and attending church on Sundays. Of course, they're very valuable, but the true worship is the way we live out our lives in the everyday world. The gifts we bring to him should be the gifts that he has already given to us and placed within us to use in his service. Our financial giving should also reflect our love for him, as we give both to the work of the church and to those around in need. John Bunyan wrote these words, "You have not lived successfully today unless you have done something for someone who can never repay you." I think that's very good. Oh, if only everyone lived by that, what a changed world we would be living in. In the Acts, we read how the early Christians sold their possessions so that none of them should be in want. Are there occasions in our lives when we could perhaps sell something if we're a bit hard up and don't really need and give it to the poor? The Lord Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, you did it as to me." And that is the same for all our dealings with others. As the wise men knelt before Jesus, they saw his light, and it gave them hope for the future. Their efforts in the past had finally brought them to this divine place. They saw and understood all that Jesus was bringing into the world: the great love of God in human form, salvation and healing for all who will believe in him. Their knowledge of what this was to cost Jesus was reflected in the gifts they brought: gold for the King of Kings, frankincense, the perfumed oil for his burial, and myrrh, which was often used to dull pain in those days. Today, we have the knowledge of what happened to Jesus from his birth to his death. How real is that to us? Does it reflect in our lives? In the world, many people will come on Christmas Eve into our churches to sing the old carols and celebrate Christ's birth. A baby is adorable and not threatening, so they can cope with that. It's different when the baby is grown and preaches a change of lifestyle, the need for repentance and a saviour to forgive sins, one who calls us to love everyone, even our enemies, better than we love ourselves, and to give generously to those with less than we have, and one who asks us to pick up a cross and follow him. Now let's be honest, that's tough, isn't it? It's not what we really feel that we want to do. We like to have an easy life. Well, I do. I suppose everybody else, a comfortable life. Being a true Christian these days takes courage, and we do need a strong faith in God to see us through. People in the world no longer want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, but instead have itching ears, prefer to hear only what agrees with their own standards and ideas. They want freedom to do what their own thing, no matter what the cost or who may get hurt. Even the laws in our society promote freedom in ways that would have shocked our nation only 50 years ago. We are not allowed to smoke in public places anymore, but we can live with as many partners as we choose. Many children have a mum and brothers and sisters, all of whom have a different dad. This is today's society. I could go on in this theme, but I'll not do that, because my aim this morning is to encourage you to shine brightly and let your Christian principles be known when it's possible in conversation with others. Not in a judgmental manner or a holier-than-thou attitude, but in a loving of the sinner, but a hater of the sin attitude, with a humility of thought which says, there but for the grace of God go I. We can only do this if we keep our focus on Jesus, not allowing ourselves to be weaned away from the truth as written in the Word of God. In spite of all this negative issues in society, there is still much good in the world. All the beauty of God's creation for us to enjoy. Our aim must be to be as true as is possible to God's call upon our lives. It's a different call for each one of us. Every one of us is loved and is special to God. We each have different gifts and abilities, and our task must be to use the gifts that God has given to us, to bring honour and glory to his name, to make Jesus known, as our church statement says, to live our daily lives in such a way that others want to know what it is that we have that is lacking in their lives. As children of God, we have a hope and all the promises in God's word. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We have a loving Heavenly Father we can call on at any time. We have the Word of God we can stand on, and with faith we can activate all the power that is found in the Holy Spirit for us to use. Expect him to release that power when you need it. Ask for it with humility in prayer, and then just watch the results. You'll be amazed how easily God is able to turn around a difficult situation. We can be overcomers because we have a future and a hope found only in the Lord Jesus. Finally, I'll read to you part of a poem which you may have heard, and I'm sure which has been read here many times, but I think it's worth repeating, even though it's not quite the new year. I think it applies any time. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. This morning I pray that each one of us will go out in faith, with courage and hope, and with our hand in the hand of God. Amen.